episode 2110, Do Small Things with Great Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. How's your week going so far? Okay. I know, it already seems like a long one. Me too. But you know what? Have you looked outside? Fall is upon us. The leaves are changing. And if you're in an area where the leaves don't change, well, get a magazine out. Or wait, go online. I forgot, magazines don't exist anymore. And look at something beautiful to sparkle within your heart. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Do small things with great love. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Regardless of your situation, there is still greatness within you. As Mother Teresa once said, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. I don't know what your week is already looking like. Maybe it's been absolutely chaotic and you're like, Christiane, I need a break. Or maybe it has been full of joy and excitement and you're like, I am in my groove and this is awesome. Regardless of where you are on the spectrum, you may find yourself tired and worn to the core. Your head hurts and your heart is heavy. But just because you find yourself trapped in a mess does not mean you cannot impact the world you touch. Do small things with great love. Fighting yourself is the worst battle to fight. Have you ever done that? You rise up in the morning convincing yourself that the day is going to be a long one. Too much to do and not enough time in the day. But remember, we all have 24 hours in the day. But what if you looked at your day with a different twist? What if you decided to look on the brighter side of life and find beauty in your everyday? Imagine how you will feel looking in the mirror. Your eyes might look tired, but your heart would scream hope. Your muscles may want another 2 hours of sleep. Come on, keep hitting that snooze. But yet you feel stronger than you did the other day. Do small things with great love. I find it very interesting. There are a lot of misconceptions thrown around today. Society has painted a picture that to be great, you have to do big things. Now, if you're in a position to do big things, fabulous. I love it. However, you got to remember that the smallest action can create the biggest impact. Why do you think Mother Teresa said, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love? The greatness is not in the action. Greatness is found in love, in your heart. So what are you second guessing? What did you wake up with on your mind? Maybe you fell asleep last night and in your mind you were just replaying these tapes over and over and over again. And you had a hard time getting up because you really felt like you didn't get enough good sleep. What is it for you? What are you second guessing? Are you wondering what your finances are going to look like at the end of the year? Are you thinking about Christmas too soon? Going, how is the tree going to look this year? Has nothing to do with the ornaments that you adorn it with, but the wrap packages underneath. Will there be any? Maybe you are contemplating your business model. Where are you going to take it? Whether you have a brick and mortar store or whether you have an online business, maybe you are doing farm to table. You have something right outside your door. And you're like, gosh, I just don't know where this is going to go. With what has happened in the world today, I don't know if I should go on. The model that you thought you were growing at the beginning of the year is not the model that you look at now. Or maybe you're trying to figure out where you are in your relationship. Maybe you and your spouse have been at odds. And you can't really pinpoint why, but something's just off. And you're like, this is not the season. This is not the time. but you can't figure it out. We all wrestle with this stuff. And unfortunately, we wrestle with it every day. Now, you can stay in the whirlwind of craziness, or you can accept where you are and look to serve and support in a different capacity. Do small things with great love. If you're struggling to dress with a smile, think about one small thing you can do to show love for your spouse or your child. What one thing can you do to make their day? Don't make it all about you. It totally flips the script. It allows your heart to look more towards what? Hope than it does, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here in this mess. Some of the most beautiful things come in the middle of your messes. So who can you bless today? How can you dress with a smile and go out and give love? Maybe you got to run errands. Maybe you're in the middle of doing that right now. The next store you enter, I know you may have a mask on, but underneath that mask, you also have a big smile. How awesome would it be that you see somebody who's working hard in the store and you just go up and say, you know what? I just want you to know I appreciate you. And I know you can't see my smile, but know that my heart is smiling for you. Thank you and have a blessed day. Do you know what that person's going to do? They're probably going to look at you a little crazy like, where did this person come from? But then they're going to stop after they've been taken back by your generosity and your expression of love. And they're going to say, well, thank you. And what do you think that does for you? It feeds your inside. It feeds your heart. It feeds your soul. It feeds your spirit. You see, a lot of us are looking for things to do, to go out and have these grandioso effects in the world. And I'm all for that. Man, if you're a millionaire, a billionaire out there, you go and you impact greatly. I love it. But you see, all of us have greatness within us, and it's called love. But we have to remove ourselves from our own situations and say, you know what? I'm doing what I can do right now. However, what I know I can do and what I can control is that I can put a smile on somebody's face. I can do small things with great love. Make your day not about your situation, but about the ones you love. So find something little. It doesn't mean that you have to go and pay someone and say thank you with monetary substances. They don't need coins. They don't need dollar bills. They need to be seen and they need to be heard. Now, of course, I wouldn't be one to discourage you in giving in that manner. But you have to do what's on your heart. The thing is that you can't let your situation suck you into other things. You have to look for that open door of opportunity. Do small things with great love. Go out today and impact the world that you touch. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.